WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Democratic candidate for governor and state representative Francesca Hong says her campaign is powered by and for the community.
When a candidate takes corporate PAC money, APAC money, they are beholden to those large donors and not so much the everyday person. We're really proud to have over 7,400 individual donations. And I think that makes us even more beholden to the people and not the corporations.
That's Hong in an appearance on the WXCO Morning Show on Monday. Her campaign message emphasizes grassroots organizing and small donors. She's also active on social media.
As much as I would like to be everywhere doing everything, sometimes meeting voters where they are where they are in terms of the digital spaces as well. And so we've invested heavily in digital, including social media, making sure that we have a YouTube presence.
Hong says she aims to make government accessible.
These are also where folks are having important conversations and want to know more about their elected officials. So we've really chosen to make sure that we're communicating clearly what our campaign's about on these digital platforms.
Hong wants to create permanent affordability by increasing wages, expanding Badger Care, and public school funding. She says including these policies in the state budget sets expectations.
So regardless the makeup of the legislature, it's the responsibility of the governor to make sure that there is a clear agenda on what we want to accomplish to make sure that every Wisconsinite have what they need to have a good quality of life and a life that they can live with dignity.
Hong represents the 76th Assembly District, which includes downtown and the east side of Madison. She is one of several Democrats vying for the state's top seat and identifies herself as a Democratic socialist. Wisconsin is joining a growing legal fight between states in the Trump administration, filing a brief in support of Minnesota over federal immigration enforcement actions in Minneapolis. The filing comes after ICE agents shot and killed a Green Bay native over the weekend. In an appearance on the WXCO Morning Show, Call says the concern is not immigration enforcement itself, but how those actions are being carried out.
It is about causing terror within an American city, causing terror among people.
The brief argues that federal actions have crossed into unconstitutional territory by targeting communities in ways that harm state and local institutions. Call says the issue directly involves state sovereignty.
We've got state governments and federal governments. It's one of the ways that the founders of this country wanted to protect liberty.
Call says Wisconsin does not want to see similar enforcement actions expand into its own communities, and stopping them now could prevent similar situations elsewhere. Wisconsin's AG has spent most of the past year pushing back against what Call says are unlawful actions by the Trump administration. Call says his office has joined more than 40 multi-state lawsuits challenging federal decisions, including efforts to cut or freeze funding that Congress has already approved, like education funding, AmeriCorps, medical research, disaster mitigation, and more.
If we don't have a system where we're governed by the rule of law, that means we have people who can make arbitrary decisions that govern what happens in our lives.
Following the shooting over the weekend, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi called on Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to turn over voter rolls. Call says Wisconsin has refused to provide sensitive voter information, citing state law and privacy protections. A graduate of Green Bay's Preble High School was shot and killed by ICE agents in Minneapolis on Saturday morning. Connie Fellman has more.
37-year-old Alex Preddy graduated from Preble High School in 2006 and worked as an ICU nurse at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in Minneapolis. A widely circulated video shows Preddy pushed to the ground by numerous federal agents before he was shot multiple times. The deadly shooting sparked outrage in the streets of Minneapolis as well as here in Green Bay, where people are remembering Preddy as a high school athlete and talented musician involved in Preble's show choir and musical productions. Mark Becker sang alongside Preddy in the Green Bay Boys Choir. He says even all these years later, news of Preddy's loss sends a shockwave through the tight-knit community both he and Preddy were a part of.
To feel that loss, you know, the disturbance in the force, if you will, of something so seismic like this touching this community, there's so many people that he impacted that are stunned, and it's so sad.
Becker describes Preti as funny, kind, and always wanting to take care of others. He says seeing Preti in the video helping a woman who'd been shoved to the ground by federal agents sums up the person he remembers from a very young age.
That was who I knew he was in the boy choir. And so it's not a shock that he grew up to be, you know, an ICU nurse taking care of people, because that's what he did in Green Bay. And it just pisses me off that that's what cost him his life. It's not fair.
Preti's death marks the third shooting by federal immigration officials in Minneapolis in 17 days. An ICE officer shot and killed Renee Good, also 37, on January 7th. A week later, another man was shot by an immigration officer, but survived.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks face off tonight against the 76ers at the Philadelphia Sports Complex, but they'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Head coach Doc Rivers, what tests Giannis had over the weekend on that right calf muscle?
MRI has revealed exactly what we thought. You know, calf strain and really no timetable for return. Hopefully, you know, like it was before or sooner, but there's no timetable.
College hoops, Marquette at home tonight against the Creighton Blue Jays. The Golden Eagles in search of a win. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball, the Brewers introducing their new players after the Peralta trade to the Mets. Right-hand pitcher Brandon Sproat asked if he's had a chance to meet with Pat Murphy or pitching coach Chris Hook.
I talked to Merv, talked to Hook. You know, they're all excited as well. I've heard great things about Merv and how he's a great players coach. I've heard great things about Hook. You know, see what they have for me and just ask them questions and pick their brain.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Sproat with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 7 above this afternoon, but that wind northwest at around 10 to 20 will keep the wind chill factor in the teens below zero here most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 4 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 7 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.